This is Focused on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
For the last few weeks, we've been talking with Jessie Kroom, and she has a very interesting story about her life as a victim of domestic violence and how she overcame that. And I thought maybe the three of us this week could talk a little bit about maybe some of the ways to avoid getting in that kind of a relationship. We'll start with Jessie. And looking back, can you see any warning signs, I guess, before you jumped into a full-time commitment with this man that might have indicated that there was a potential for problems?
Oh, sure. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, he was calling me 15, 20 times a day. You know, that's not because he loves me. That's because he wanted to know where I was and what I was doing. He'd come by and see me at work. That wasn't love. He just wanted to know what I was doing. He picked out my clothes. He told me how to dress, how to talk. You know, there were plenty of things that when I look back, I can see it. But back then, I was just so enamored of him, and it was just neat. You know, it was a good thing.
So what looks like on the surface to be a positive thing, all this attention and phoning and whatnot, was really part of a sick mind, I guess, trying to keep up with you and determine what you were doing. And it's a method of control. It's all about control. What kind of advice would you give ladies that maybe some of the things that they could do to sort of prevent getting into a situation like you got into?
Well, my friend Tanisha Bagley says really well that none of us fall in love with the batterer, but there are things that we can look for. If he's calling 20 times a day, it's not because he loves you. Run. I mean, if he's, you know, stopping by to see you all of the time, set up some boundaries. Start talking about the things that don't need to be there. I mean, if he wants to talk to you once or twice a day, that's totally different than wanting to know where you are, what you're doing at every minute of the day.
Did you set up boundaries when you started back into a dating relationship again? Did you set up boundaries with the people that you were dating at that time?
I had a list of boundaries that was probably a page and a half long. And the biggest one was that I was not going to accept anybody being disrespectful to women. And it didn't matter if it was the sister or the mother or an ex-girlfriend. If there was disrespect in someone's voice for them, then I was not going to deal with it. I walked out on several dates before they even got started because of that.
And Samantha, you and I were talking about boundaries earlier, too, that boundaries are awfully important for people to set up in establishing relationships.
Right. And in my case, I got out of a domestic violence situation years and years and years ago. I also had experienced a sexual assault as a part of my work life years ago. And I sort of set up my boundaries to the point where I had this huge wall that was way over my head. And so we've talked about pros and cons, about sometimes we have to lower the boundaries in order to lead a healthy lifestyle again. So.
I think one of the things that we can all look to is when you're establishing a relationship, if this person that you're in a relationship with has done some negative things towards women or just anything that you don't like to another person in a relationship, probably, you know, past behavior is the best indicator of future behavior. So if they've been abusive to women, probably going to be abusive to you. And so these are just some warning signs to check on. What advice, Jessie, would you give a woman who finds herself starting to be a victim of domestic violence? What are some of the things she can do to take care of herself?
I think that the biggest thing that she could possibly do would be to call a domestic violence agency and start talking to someone there. Maybe join a support group so that she realizes that she's not all by herself. When I was going through it, I thought I was alone. I didn't think anybody else in this world went through it. And as soon as I could get into a support group, it made things better for me.
And Samantha, both of us have staff. You're available, and Jessie, and I know it's safe. Have people on our staff that are available to talk to you, and talking is cheap. You're not making any commitments or deciding to leave anybody, but just getting someone to talk with and getting a third party independent opinion is a good thing, isn't it?
It is. And we are available 24/7 to talk to you, and our crisis line in Yancey County is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.